Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to October at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we would love for you to be a part of it. If you have a question or something you'd like to talk about, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and welcome back, Bob Christopher.
Well, it's great to be back. I had such a great time in Wichita, Kansas, or Hutchinson, Kansas, at Union Valley Bible Church last weekend, and then all last week down in Port St. Joe, Florida, with Blue Skies Ministries. Mm-hmm. And, boy, they're doing such a wonderful work in the families of those suffering from pediatric cancer.
Yeah.
And these families just had an opportunity to get away from the, you know, cancer as far as all the details surrounding that and just get reconnected as families. That for many of these, this was the first time husbands and wives really had a chance to have a conversation since diagnosis. And for some, that was a long, long time.
Yeah.
So it was a fabulous week, a week just filled with hope. And I think those families left on Saturday morning with a sense of hope, with a sense that God really does care and that they can cast their cares upon Him. One of the last things that we did was a balloon release. And, you know, we hold on to so much in life, and we think we have to be in control and to make things happen and to fix things. And sometimes life throws us situations that are too big for us, and we have to learn to let go, to release those worries, to release those burdens upon Jesus Christ. And that was the symbolism of releasing those balloons, is to letting go of those cares, letting go of those worries, having your hands free to receive what God can provide in the midst of those situations.
Yeah.
So it was a powerful, powerful closing, and I know those families walked away with some hope and with some real assurance that God does care for them.
Yeah. For our regular listeners who have not heard, what is your personal connection with that particular ministry?
Well, Melinda Maton is the CEO and founder of Blue Skies Ministries, and we're cousins. We're first cousins.
That's a good connection.
Part of her vision for this ministry was to invite families down to a beach setting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that grew out of her family and my family's love for the beach when we were growing up.
Sure.
Every year we vacationed at the beach, and there was something special and something just peaceful about being right on an ocean.
Yeah.
And we wanted she wanted families to come and participate in that, partake in that, and then to have some spiritual refreshment and to have family relationships rekindled and restored. And so that's how all of that was put together.
Well, I know that hearing about the grace of God and how His love supersedes everything had to be a tremendous encouragement to so many people there, and I'm glad that you're having a part in that, Bob.
Well, thank you.
Well, again, it is Basic Gospel, and friends, you know what? It's poignant. It's compelling. And everything we need to know about the grace of God and how marvelously perfect God's plan for the life in Christ is. That's what John Andrews, author of Outlaw Preacher, had to say about Bob Christopher's Harvest House book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, which is full of grace. And if you'd like to find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work, well, order your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace today at basicgospel.net. You'll see the order link at the top of the homepage right under the Israel 19 banner. And again, that's at basicgospel.net. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Well, thanks, Bob. I hope many people will take advantage of that. We gave a copy to every family down in Florida last week as some resources that they could carry with them. And I hope many of our listeners will take advantage and get a copy of this book. It is just the gospel being told and kind of my stories and that sort of thing. But I think if you will read it and really read it with some deep thinking, you're going to come away with a deeper understanding of what it means to be in Christ.
Absolutely.
And to be free in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Detroit and talk to George, listening to us on our great affiliate up there in Detroit. Hi, George.
How you doing?
We're doing okay. Sorry about that Cowboy-Lion game yesterday.
Oh,
Not really.
We're used to that. So
had to mention it, didn't he?
Oh, man. What's on your mind today?
My question is about Matthew 5, 31 and 32. I fell away from the Lord a while ago and committed adultery on my wife, got divorced and remarried, and heard people, you know, online and on TV say that you cannot be forgiven of that second marriage unless you get divorced again and either remain single or go back with the first wife. So that's kind of my question.
Well, George, I'm going to answer it maybe a little different than you thought, but I'm going to take you to the cross of Jesus Christ. And there he who knew no sin became sin so that you might be made the righteousness of God. So, George, Jesus looked at every sin that you were ever going to commit from the time of your birth to the time of your passing. And he said to his father, I'm going to stand in George's place, and I'm going to take the punishment for all of his sins. And that's what he did at the cross 2,000 years ago. And so, George, when you received him, so I'm assuming that you're a Christian, that you've come to know Christ personally.
Yeah.
Well, when you
so
when you received him, George, when you received Jesus, you received forgiveness of sins. Now, not just for some of your sins, but for all of them. And not only did you receive forgiveness of sins, God declared you to be righteous. He made you the very righteousness of Christ. Well, that's proof that your sins have been taken away. It's proof that God remembers your sins no more, as the new covenant promise states. So you are a forgiven person. So you need to rest in that, to rest in that fact. Now, was committing adultery a sin? Absolutely. Yeah. Was divorcing your wife, and I assume that because you committed adultery, she said, I want a divorce. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so she got a divorce on biblical grounds.
I divorced her.
You divorced her?
I kind of divorced her because I had committed adultery, but she didn't want me back.
Right. So, all of that happened.
Thing, yeah. Fractured relationship all
yes,
the way around.
Yes. So now you're single, she's single, and then somebody else came along and you get married to her. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is it the lady that you had adultery with?
Yeah.
Okay. So you actually married that person?
Yes.
Okay. So now somebody's saying to you that the only way to be forgiven is for you to divorce the one that you've committed adultery with.
And either remain single or go back to the first wife, which Deuteronomy 24 says it's an abomination to do that, but I also know we're not under the law, right? So,
well,
was Matthew 5, 31 and 32 under the law?
Well, that was the law, and all of that was in the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus was trying to reveal the hearts of the people and prepare their hearts for the salvation he was about ready to bring through his death, burial, and resurrection. So a lot of these Pharisees were thinking they were A-OK because they were following the letter of the law. And so in the Old Testament, it was okay to write a certificate of divorce and give it to your wife and then move on. And they were basically using that loophole to say, okay, I'm tired of this wife, and I'm going to go get married to this other one that I like. So they were using the loophole to basically cover over the adultery they were actually committing. And so Jesus was just calling them on the carpet for that and saying, hey, you think you're okay, you think you're righteous, but look in your heart. You know, I say if you've had lust in your heart, you've committed adultery already. So that's what this is all about. It's really Jesus trying to prepare their hearts for a salvation that was soon to come through his death, burial, and resurrection. Now, the other thing you need to know, George, is that there's only one thing that God accepts as far as forgiveness of sins is concerned. And Hebrews 9:22 is a verse that you need to look up, you need to underline, you need to memorize. And it says this, that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So God operates, as far as forgiveness is concerned, on a blood economy. He doesn't operate on any other economy as far as the forgiveness issue is concerned. So somebody could tell you, for you to be forgiven, you're going to have to divorce this current wife, either remain single or go back and be reconciled to your first wife. That's the only way that you can be forgiven of your adultery and divorce. Well, you could go through all of that. You could go through all of those things, and still at the end, it wouldn't be enough to bring about forgiveness for those sins, because only the shedding of blood will bring about forgiveness. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. There is no forgiveness of sins. So, George, Jesus shed his blood, and God the Father accepted his blood on your behalf. So the only thing that you can do is rest in the forgiveness that you have in Christ Jesus.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that actually does.
Yeah. So you
and I know that scripture. I've heard it many times, but yeah.
Yeah, like I said, there's no.
But they've quoted John the Baptist saying, "Do acts worthy of repentance," meaning, you know.
Well, and again, John the Baptist was calling them on the carpet. He said, "I know you're not out here because you're interested in the Messiah. You're just a bunch of self-righteous souls. And if you were really interested, you would be bringing forth works of repentance. You would be showing forth that you wanted a change of mind, that you wanted to walk away from the world system that has you trapped and to be set free through the saving grace of Jesus Christ." And so John the Baptist knew exactly what was going on with them, just as Jesus did. And so he called them on the carpet as far as their self-righteousness was concerned. So you've had some self-righteous people trying to tell you how to go about getting forgiveness, when the Bible is really clear that in Christ you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and that without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. So you're either going to have to rest in the finished work of Christ, or there is no forgiveness. That's just all there is to it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me do this for you, George. We have a great little resource this month that we are giving away. It's called Forgiveness, the Door to Life. And I want to put this little booklet into your hands. And let me put you on hold, and Michelle will pick up and get your information, and we'll put one in the mail to you today, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George.
God bless.
Stand firm in the fact that Jesus did the work, that he shed his blood, and because you're in Jesus, you have forgiveness of sins.
And be ever thankful for that.
That's exactly right. You hang on, George. Thanks for your call.
Bob, how are we giving this away?
Well, we are giving it away for anyone who asks, but it is a wonderful little resource, a little booklet that we want to put into your hands. So you can call 844-322-2742, ask for a copy, or you can go to our website, basicgospel.net. We have a banner on the homepage, and you can just click that and give us all the information, and we will send it to you. But it is a little booklet. It's not a download. It's not an electronic thing. It's a booklet that we're going to put in the mail to you, and it's available to you free of charge.
That's a good price.
Yeah, so take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we so appreciate the many of you who stepped up to help us with that $50,000 need we talked about over the past 3 weeks. We don't have the final numbers yet, but
yes, we do.
We do.
We do. $51,208.
My goodness. Praise the Lord.
Just over the weekend, we had some incredibly generous gifts and moved us beyond that $50,000 mark.
Oh,
and so we just rejoice and say thank you.
You see how much I know. Well, anyway, but for those of you who could not help with that, we surely need your help going forward, of course, and all the information you need to make a gift to Basic Gospel and to help to sustain this message of God's unconditional love and grace and life and the Lord Jesus. Well, you can go to basicgospel.net, or in Canada, go to basicgospel.net/Canada. Any way is a good way. We have many ways there, and you can find them all at the website, basicgospel.net or basicgospel.net/Canada. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, we had this call that came in over the weekend from Laura. Let's listen to this.
Yes, I have a granddaughter who is unmarried and just had a baby who's 2 weeks old, and she keeps going off with gentlemen who are homeless and unable to take care of her and lives a very disturbing lifestyle. And we really don't know how to pray for her. It's hard to let her go, and it's hard enough when it's her, but now she has a 2 week, almost 3 week old baby, and we just need to know what we can do and how we can pray for her. We need your help. Thanks. Bye.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for calling, and certainly there are a lot of people that are in your shoes with those same type of concerns. And you know, you pray for your granddaughter, you pray for her baby, and you just pray and pray and pray. And if you have access to her and access to that that new little baby, and you can help in the raising and just being involved in their lives, do so. Just be involved. And then as far as you know, she is concerned, and her waywardness and kind of hanging out with the wrong crowd and all of those sort of things, it just sounds like to me there's just a rebellious spirit within her. And she just wants to do it her way. She just wants to do her thing. She doesn't want to have a lot of input from anybody else. And that's kind of the way we all were at one time. We were all rebellious to the things of God. We were all rebellious to truth. And you just pray that, you know, the fact that she's a mom, that some of those maternal instincts will start to outweigh, you know, that spirit of rebellion that is there. So that's something that you can pray. But then the ultimate is that her eyes will be opened and that she can receive the grace of God and be saved and become somebody that is brand new, a new creature in Christ, as the Word of God would say. So pray for the salvation of her soul. Pray that she will at some point, and sooner than later, will go from death to life in Jesus Christ, can receive forgiveness of sins, and can find everything that she's looking for in the person of Christ. You know, maybe she's going out with these different people because, one, of that rebellious heart, but she's thinking maybe there's something that I'm going to find that's going to bring me some contentment in life, that's really going to make me happy as a person. Well, that journey is just going to lead to certainly not at a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
Yeah,
you're
no.
just going to find nothing but emptiness there. And so pray that her eyes get open to her real spiritual condition. and that life can chisel away at that pride and that rebellion and bring her to a point, prepare her where she can receive the grace of God, can receive Jesus Christ and the forgiveness and life that he has available. And as you pray, then you just do everything you can just to be involved in their lives, Richard.
Yeah, I'd also suggest praying for wisdom, because there's a little baby involved here.
Yes.
And 2 weeks old and mom's already running off. That's not good.
Yeah.
So the wisdom is to recognize the reality of the situation rather than the emotion of the situation, and then be able to make the right phone calls or whatever that need to be made. Again, if like BC said, if you can be involved in that little baby's life, absolutely get involved, because there's some salvation there. But if you can't be, you not need to find someone who can help.
Right, and that's the prayer of wisdom.
Yeah.
So go to your church, just see what kind of resources might be there. Go to your community to see what resources might be there. Talk to people, and then, let all of that information kind of come under the wisdom of God, and then figure out how to proceed.
Yeah.
But Laura, my heart is with you, and I have empathy for you in this situation, and we just whatever we can do, please call us, write to us. Anything that we can offer, we would love to be able to talk with you off air and get some more information and see how we can help you. So, Laura, if you're hearing this, you can call us. Send me an email, Bob at basicgospel.net. That's Bob at basicgospel.net. Let us know how we can get in contact with you, and we'll see how we can journey together with you.
Yeah. Well, we love being available to our listeners. Laura, thank you for letting us know and sharing this with us. And friends, if you have a question, as Bob said, drop an email to Bob at basicgospel.net or anytime, overnight, over any time at all. The line is open 24 hours a day at 844-322-2742. Well, we also had this call that came in off hours.
Hey, guys. Really appreciate your show. I heard the caller ask a question about the politics thing, and you guys handled it so great. I just feel God is speaking very clearly that if you feel yourself getting all wrapped up into the politics thing, and you're all wrapped up in the ideology, giving into that, I just think that might be a God saying you need to stop and pause and turn the radio or the TV off and be quiet with me for a minute. Let me speak to your heart, because these things are all going to pass away. All things are going to be new. And Jesus, just wanted your comments on that. And thanks, guys. I love your show. Bye.
Well, great question. We had a couple of calls a couple of weeks ago on some political things. I think some came through last week. And what's so interesting, we get people from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And very zealous in their zeal, their loyalties, or talking about Trump or talking about the Democratic Party. And I read those and I think, gosh, if only believers had this much zeal for Jesus.
Yeah.
If they had this much passion for the one who loved them and gave himself for him. No political candidate has ever given their life for you to save you from your sins and to deliver you into eternal life. Only Jesus has. And so I think, just like the caller was mentioning, if somebody has that much passion and that much loyalty, even more than they would for Jesus, it's time to step back and say, wait a minute, I think I've got things out of whack here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, friends, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel. We count it a privilege that God has given us to proclaim this love and grace and life in Jesus every weekday over these airwaves and online. And many of you support this message, and we appreciate the fact that you make it possible for us to bring it to you every day. If you haven't supported Basic Gospel in the past, we would love for you to partner with us right now. You can see all the ways to donate when you visit our website, basicgospel.net, or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and for all this great ministry team, for Billy and Greg and Coleman, for Stephen and Michelle, for Kim and Vivian, for Rod up in Canada in our British Columbia office, for all of us here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.